Tone deaf, Bette Midler salutes housekeepers around the globe after getting familiar with her appliances. By Hannah Blow on March 31, 2020. Broadway star Bette Midler thought it was a good idea to publicly salute housekeepers and express gratitude for her kitchen appliances. Objects she claims she has gotten to know better as the coronavirus pandemic ravages the nation. I never knew my appliances as well as I'm starting to know them, the left-wing activist said. So grateful to hashtag Kenmore and hashtag Maytag. This is no joke. I salute housekeepers around the globe, doing your best to keep your families well, safe and alive. It was immediately unclear where Bette Midler, who has a net worth of roughly $230 million, is currently residing, whether New York City or Los Angeles, but both cities are under lockdown orders. Notably, she listed her lavish New York City penthouse for sale to the tune of $50 million in September 2019. The prolific Trump basher, who has frequently lamented the wealth gap despite her own status as a multimillionaire, has maintained her critical voice throughout the pandemic, frequently bashing President Trump on social media as he and his task force work to guide America through the dark days ahead. Roughly 2 weeks ago, the Beaches star promoted a conspiracy theory to her 1.9 million Twitter followers, accusing the president of lying about his coronavirus test results. You know, hashtag Donald says he has tested negative for hashtag coronavirus. But why should we believe him? He has lied over 16,000 times in the last 3 years. Why would he not be lying now? She asked. She also informed the president in a tweet last week that people on the front lines are struggling, dying because of you, and your colossal ineptitude. If you had any brains, ability, common sense, or heart, you would recognize your incompetence and get the fuck out of the way. You are the problem, she declared. Despite the demand for both information and action, the actress has also taken issue with Trump's frequent coronavirus task force press conferences. Yes, I'm wearing a mask, but it's on my hair to cover my roots. And when Trump is on TV, I use two of them to cover my ears. Hashtag desperate measures, she said on Tuesday.